Hello everyone, and welcome to our Innovation and Certification 2023 Nightcap, your evening wind down of this year's IIC. I'm Mallory Hendricks, and I'm joined by Abby Bishop.
Hello, I'm excited to be here and share with those who may not have been able to join us in Clearwater. Every evening we will join you here and recap the conference. Joining us today is Andy O'Neill.
Today's focus was on training the trainers. We had so many great speakers covering topics like moving into the digital age and developing remote training.
They also discussed changes we can make from an educational standpoint that can impact the future of operators.
Joining us to give his opinions on the sessions is Andy O'Neill, the award recipient for the Jess Jones Award. Andy, can you share with our audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Andy O'Neill. I work for the Department of Ecology in Washington State, and I primarily work in municipal wastewater, and I've been in wastewater for about 21 years.
It's so great to hear like 2 decades of experience and have you as our first guest. With all of that experience, we thought that you would be someone who would be qualified to summarize your thoughts and key takeaways from the day.
Today was a great day. I was actually very impressed with all of the presentations. It was geared towards train the trainer, and it's opening up discussions that we don't have specifically in one state. Now their state barriers are broke and we're able to communicate. One of the trainings that I sat in on today that I really enjoyed was training in the digital age and the use of social media. I've been in the business, 21 years, and I don't use social media, but I do a lot of trainings. And I got to see a big span, and it was kind of the aha moment for me was, our content, whether it's in water or wastewater or the exams, hasn't really evolved or changed tremendously. However, there is a huge paradigm shift in the way that we are receiving this information or training with this information. We have people who are 17 years old, all the way up to 70 years old, and we have to share that same content. And everybody in that full spectrum has different resources or needs to be able to learn from. And for me, that was like a light switch. As a trainer, now I have to realize I do have to reach the young teens all the way up to the experienced adults. And so figuring out the best way to capture my audience and make them engaged, the training here today was fabulous. And at least allowing me to change the way that I think when I train now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important, especially in like a rapidly changing world and stuff. And as obviously even in the last like decade, social media and technology has really taken off. It's really affected my life as a teenager. And I mean, there's really not much that people my age and who will be becoming professional operators, you know, in the next 10 years, 5 years or so. We're on it all the time. So it is how people can access us. So would you say that is a need to know for those who weren't at the conference, or is there something else that those who weren't able to attend here in Clearwater that you really think that something that was said here today should be reported back to them?
I think the big one would really be to look at that span. And as I mentioned, how there is kind of this shift in the way that training's being conducted, you know, after the pandemic, where we had a lot of people sitting in chairs in classroom styles, to where now everything is remote. And a lot of the people that are in our industry are younger than I am. And I'm not an IT professional, and I don't do a lot of Instagram or self-posting of TikTok. However, there a majority of the students in my class are very savvy with that technology. So I think that by coming to this conference, at least this morning part, it really shed some light on the fact that as a trainer, we also have to be confident and competent in using the latest technologies. Whether we use them personally, we need to be able to be comfortable with them professionally. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest challenge. As people in the industry retire, a lot of those people are used to the traditional PowerPoint or chalkboards or whiteboards. There's a huge shift now, and everything is going to the digital side. And being able to use the tools that we have digitally, whether it's video, audio, we need to engage. And probably the biggest takeaway I took from the whole day is that our capacities to sit and listen and pay attention really are short bits. And being able to have people in the room engage, whether it's in a room remotely or on site, plays a big, big role.
That was extremely well said, and I feel like we've covered a lot of your favorite parts of today's discussions and the parts that really resonated with you. Outside of today's discussions, though, we did have a chance to celebrate all of our award recipients, yourself included. Can you share a little about how it felt receiving our Jess Jones Award?
Receiving any award, and especially the Jess Jones Award, it's definitely, it's like a pat on the back. In the industry, there's a lot of people behind the scenes who volunteer, mm-hmm. whether it's in association work or in any type of discipline, there are volunteers that don't always get recognized. And a lot of the volunteers that do the work that we do, we're not looking always to be at the front of the stage or to be recognized. And personally, I'm almost 50 years old. And at times when you're in the industry and you're just chugging along, you really wonder, are you making a difference? Are you helping the industry along? And receiving this award is actually a little bit more fuel in my tank to continue on with this volunteerism and to continue working, not only intrinsically, but I also feel like I gained a larger family and network within my industry. And I've built friendships already today on day one of the conference that I know are going to transcend into weeks and months down the road. So I'm very thankful.
Absolutely. That was absolutely. Andy, everyone at the conference has been so welcoming and so friendly and encouraging to each other's interests in the industry. It's incredible seeing the community that we have here. I want to thank you for giving us your insights on today's discussions.
Yeah, we really appreciate your time and your input, especially, you know, congratulations on the Jess Jones Award. That is very exciting and obviously going to somebody who really deserves it and is really going to keep up the work, which is just very inspiring. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's inspiring for me, but it also, like I said, this is a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And the stress level when you come to this conference, it's removed because we're all on the same team. Mm-hmm, we just maybe work in different capacities. But when you actually build your family network bigger and bigger, it's a great thing.
It really is.
Yeah. The team aspect of it, I really appreciate. That's always what I hear, you know, about, you know, WPI and getting to witness it firsthand, as a first time kind of conference attendee, is really special and really unique and definitely an atmosphere that I haven't seen echoed many other places. So yeah, very, very, very cool.
Exactly. I couldn't have said that better.
as another first time attendee.
Well, thank you again for your time. And to wrap up this wrap up, we want to thank you all for listening. Tuesday sessions kicked off the conference to a great start as we ask the questions of how we are moving forward in a post-COVID age, what remote training looks like for remote operators, and what the current future steps of WPI are taking to expand our youth engagement. These discussions are all so invaluable in setting WPI up for success and adapting to our rapidly changing world. And we're only just getting started.
We hope you enjoyed getting to hear from Andy and learned a little something from this nightcap.
Tune in tomorrow for the opportunity to hear the recap of another great guest speaker and to hear more from us. Have a great night.